He was an innovator, a trendsetter, and one of the most successful head coaches in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. He coached here for 10 seasons, won 97 games, and brought the franchise to the NFC Championship twice. But Dennis Green was more than a football coach. He was there to lead, to help young men grow, and be that father figure to so many of his players.
I always felt that I was Denny's guy, and that he chose me, and that, you know, it was kind of a running joke on the team that that I was kind of like Denny's son. And that's the way that I saw it. I mean, Denny was like a father to me, more so than my real father. So my whole career was defined by my relationship with Denny, and the toughest part of leaving the game for me was really leaving Denny and the relationship that I had with him.
Well, I've only had two jobs in my entire life, and he gave me both of them. So, you know, I have a great deal of respect and appreciation and admiration for him, because you know, a lot of people, you know, do a lot of talking, but he was a man that walked the walk, and be around him to see his humility and see his work ethic, to see the quality of time he put in with his family, the value of importance he put on a community. You know, all those things I learned from watching him as a Minnesota Vikings coach, and then, you know, he implemented a lot of those things for us as players when he was a coach here.
The tragic passing of the former head coach back in July at the young age of 67 hit the football world hard, but it hit especially close to home for two franchises. After leaving Minnesota, Green went to Arizona, where he was the head coach from 2004 to 2006. So with the Vikings playing the Cardinals this past Sunday, it marked the perfect time to honor this former head coach.
Well, there's very little that I did going forward as a head coach that I didn't borrow from or learn from Denny Green. In terms of that interconnectivity between the players, the community, the coaches, the organization as a whole, obviously learned a great deal from Denny in that regard. And the key with Denny is to understand this wasn't just something he read in a leadership manual. This wasn't just something, geez, this will look good. This was to his core, to his marrow, that he wanted his players to have that kind of interconnectivity with the community.
He was so big on chemistry. That was the big thing that he always talked about, that if you're going to be a championship team, and he had come from the 49ers, that you've got to have that chemistry amongst the group. And it was very important to him. And he said time and time again, we won't have the best 53 players on this team. We're going to have the guys that create the best team, the best atmosphere. He really wanted to change the culture there, and I think he was very successful doing that.
The Green family was on hand at U.S. Bank Stadium last weekend for a pregame tribute to recognize the former head coach. Green's children were also honored by serving as team captains for the Vikings' win. It was a special moment for the family, who's seen an outpouring of support since his tragic passing this summer.
You know, he would always check on me. I would always check on him, man, but it was so sudden. And I think that the biggest thing is I wanted to thank him, man, you know, for giving me an opportunity. Like I said, man, a lot of people didn't want to give me an opportunity, man, and I think it was just based on he say, she say, and what they thought their perception of me was. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity, man. All I ever wanted to do was play football, man. As a kid from 6-7 years old, just play football, and he gave me that opportunity.
Dennis Green was a trendsetter in the sport of football. He became the second African-American coach in NCAA Division I-A history when he was hired as the Northwestern head coach in 1981. He was the third African-American head coach in NFL history when the Vikings hired him in 1992. But he did so much more than help pave the way for those who came after him. He helped develop not only Hall of Fame players, but Hall of Fame men. And his impact was felt well beyond the football field.
Eye in the sky does not lie. If you play, you know that. Well, turn on the film. You know, I always laugh when I look at people and they go, oh, the safety is great, or this player is great. And then I look around and I go, no, this player is popular. But turn on the film and you'll see a lot of other guys in the cracks that are better. And I think Denny is one of those coaches, and those NFL personalities, players, and contributors that does not get seen for what's on the film. And what's on the film is a great record.
Denny got to the top of the profession, head coach in the National Football League on only 32 of those jobs. But he was very concerned about his assistants wanting them to get the same opportunity. And I can say quite honestly, I wouldn't have been a head coach without those 4 years working for Denny Green.
Loyal. He was one of the most unbelievably loyal people you could be around. And any coach that worked for him, you know, would tell you the same. And if you're loyal to him, he would always be loyal to you. And, you know, he was like that with me and my father and my brother and so many other people along the way. And, you know, his loyalty was unmatched.